Podcast number 22 weeks. I'm Brian Kluger.
I'm with Gaudi Elkon.
I'm Emmett Smith.
Andrew Conway.
Oh, ho, ho.
And Adam Conway.
Really big shoe.
Is that a Kermit the Frog impression?
A little bit.
I don't know.
Oh.
Hey-o. Hey-o. So here's our 22nd segment of In the News.
Deuce.
It's, oh. Let's try that one more time. Here's our 22nd installment of In the News. I love when you guys do that. All right, so I've got music news this week, so I'll start out.
Insane Clown Posse has reunited.
Oh, they've always been together.
Are they still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't one go to jail?
He got stabbed in the jugular.
Poor jugular. Juggalo. All right. Interesting. The insane person, Courtney Love, I guess, recently was talking some shit about her former lawyer.
And shocking.
Her lawyer sued her for defamation on Twitter. And a jury found that Courtney Love is not liable for defamation. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. How can you sue for talking shit? But, ridiculous. Moving on, Ted Leo and Amy Mann have announced a duo album together and a tour.
Wow.
So if you like Amy Mann or Ted Leo...
Might cry a lot.
Might be. But yeah, there's that.
A little bit.
Kurt Cobain's hometown, Aberdeen, Washington, has actually made Kurt Cobain Day an annual holiday.
An annual holiday.
An annual holiday.
Is it on the anniversary of his birth or death?
Oh, darkness.
I'm not sure. But I know his home is a museum now. It's like childhood home is a museum. So if you're a big Kurt Cobain fan, you can go to Aberdeen, Washington, and they have a national holiday there now.
Good times.
Interesting. The John Spencer Blues Explosion, they have a new album and tour coming out.
Oh, my favorite blues guys.
And then for Record Store Day in April, they're doing a Beastie Boys cover.
So really?
You can buy that. Yeah, it is. Nice. She's On It.
It depends on which song it is.
She's On It.
She's On It. Pretty good.
So it's a single.
Because if they did Brass Monkey, I don't know.
Not a brass monkey.
She's On It. Mogwai, the band Mogwai,
quality.
Yeah. Have done their own brand of whiskey. It's a 9-year single cask whiskey called Mogwai Whiskey.
Maynard has his wine, and now these fools have their...
Is it in the shape of Gizmo?
That'd be really badass if they did.
But Mogwai's not good. Not to be confused with the movie.
Mogwai.
But I mean, it is named after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish it was. It just looks like a regular barrel. But
if
yeah,
you get it wet, does it become more?
What she said.
Do you? Yeah, very true. If you drink it after midnight, do you turn into
a gremlin?
Or if you add water to it, does it double in size?
I'm sure you can head to Mogwai's
website. You turn into an Arctic monkey.
I'm sure you can.
Shut up.
You can go to Mogwai's website and ask them. And in my last bit of music news, Neil Young will release his new album, A Letter Home, through Third Man Records soon.
So that perpetuates the rumor of the cover album coming.
There's the cover album and then a new album called A Letter Home.
So great.
So lots of Neil Young in this year.
With Jack freaking White.
With Jack freaking White.
Nipples are
popping. So I wonder, Yeah, I guess so. Since they're doing the album, he's like, just release it through Third Man.
Why not?
Your new album. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Let's do this.
So that's music news. Let's head over to Gotti for film news.
In the film, first up, we talked about this yesterday with the Conways, but the epic George Lucas price-fixing scandal of the century could very much be a plausibility. They've already found evidence that links George to the original meetings with Jobs and the rest of the heads of all the companies that docked the prices or kept a price top to it, I guess. But George Lucas could be going to jail. How big is that shit?
That's not happening.
It totally could, though. It would be badass.
No, wait a second. Explain to me, because I don't know anything about this.
Okay. Have you ever heard about this?
Price fixing.
I'll read you the actual report.
Well, give it to me in layman's terms. What is he?
So
what did he do?
What happened back in the 80s when George Lucas sold Pixar to Steve Jobs?
Yes.
He came up with an idea to not have to compete with Pixar and other companies that use computer engineers and computer scientists to make all the special effects. So he got together with a bunch of the executives with other companies and set a fixed price or fixed salary for all these guys, so there would be a non-compete against everyone else in the other companies.
And on top of that they wouldn't allow if someone left to go to another company. So if that person left the company, you could get blacklisted on top of not getting paid.
So they wouldn't poach each other.
A lot of people do that.
No, not if you have documentation with outside companies.
That's the whole high fructose corn syrup thing that the informant was based on.
It's not legal because
they're
Lucas is
making everyone. They're setting the bars and everyone's in on it.
So why is it coming out just now?
The documents were only found after Steve Jobs had died. And it was in one of his file cabinets that these original meeting folders that he kept his files were a part of that. And
so would Steve Jobs go to jail too if he was alive?
Yes. Jobs would probably be the one they would go after. So Lucas is the one that they think came up with the idea. Jobs is the one who implemented it because of his direct connection to Pixar and all of
that. So this wasn't in anybody's contract that they could do this?
No. It wasn't in the contract. That's why it's illegal, because it was a behind-the-scenes between outside corporations dictating the price level without, you know, government dictating the regulation of it. And it wasn't in anyone's contract, so it's not, you know, they had no clue about it, essentially. All the guys at Pixar, all the guys at Disney, essentially.
Yeah. So Lucas won't go to jail.
They could build a Death Star and put him in it.
Yeah.
Lucas won't go to jail.
Carbonite? He has enough money to pay it off where they'll find something. It happened in the 80s. I mean, it's a while ago, 40 years ago.
Get house arrest.
Yeah, big ass house.
We sent in
can't leave the ranch, my friend.
5 years working at the
Can't go to ILM anymore.
Disneyland at Mickey Mouse?
Oh.
No.
But it does kind of bring up the question of why he did sell everything after Jobs died. If you notice, that's when he started selling, is the moment his good buddy died. And it could be a potential quality movie in the future, if you think about it.
They'd have to redo the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher.
Be like American Hustle with...
That's interesting. All right.
Another kind of interesting little weird conspiracy thing, Quentin Tarantino's latest movie that he was going to do, he said... The Hateful Eight. He's no longer going to do it. Because supposedly the script got leaked.
It did. That's a crazy story, too. I'd be just as pissed.
There's some people that think it's a PR move on his part to bump up the other film because he doesn't have the stars for it. But that sounds total BS because he can get anyone he wants to. Bruce Dern.
Michael Madsen.
And his producer. That's what they say. It's Bruce Dern's connection. But not that Bruce leaked it. It's just
none of the
agent
actors,
let it out.
Yeah, none of the
Yeah, it wasn't like it wasn't necessarily a malicious thing. You're an agent, you want to let everyone know.
Well, no,
Bruce Stern's got a job, yo.
I would imagine the agent had it, and the agent probably was like, make a copy for me to his assistant. And his assistant was like, holy fuck.
And put it on.
And then did something with it. But it's kind of going to be impossible to
It's hard not to see something that big not being leaked.
But... the thing, I totally get where Tarantino's coming from, because, like, what if you were making a movie and your script got out online before even has even started shooting, and then, like, people would read it, and then, like, they would know the movie before they saw it, and they potentially might not see it.
Especially with a director who's famous for his elements that people don't know until you see the film.
Correct. So I totally get him, and I totally feel how betrayed he feels. And, you know, that really sucks. But he did say that he was going to release it as a screenplay on bookshelves and possibly would revisit it in like a decade.
Which he will. I'm sure he will. The story sounds awesome.
But I'm sure he has 10 other ideas.
What, 40 ideas.
I'm trying to think what was his next idea. So he was doing it. Was like a secret agent movie possibly?
Yeah, and he was doing a space thing too.
Yeah.
He brought up a long time ago. Plus, see, he's always working with Rodriguez on something weird and quirky.
Yeah.
So they could always come up with something again. They really said they enjoyed doing that mashup, even though a lot of people...
The Grindhouse?
Yeah.
Grindhouse, awesome.
They said that they loved working together. I could see them doing that for El Rey to really pump up El Rey. Because Quentin's been spending a lot of damn time in Austin.
He likes Austin.
How do you know that?
Well, he's been. I've seen him. I've got video of him. He's been out in Austin a lot.
So you've been stalking
you've been following
dude,
him?
I've been following Quentin. My most hit web or video on my Vimeo is Sweet Tarantino.
Did they ever figure out who leaked the script?
No. Well, they think it's Dern.
Were you
Dern's
he weren't. Well, he wasn't.
He wasn't Bruce Dern himself.
It was his agent.
In other news, it's a little bit happier. Sundance revealed their big winners as well as Slam Dance. But the one that's getting the most talk is this Whiplash movie with J.K. Miles Teller is the lead, but also J.K. Simmons, who is being touted as potential Oscar because he's such
Richard's
a dark
awesome.
Character. Like as a
he's
a,
great in everything he does. Though. I love J.K. Simmons.
So this could be a real big time breakout role for him as an actor.
And it's one of the first times that an open night film won audience award and grand jury.
Yeah, which is a big statement for a 30-year-old festival, if you think about it. So Sundance released that, and then the Slam Dance Awards went to a lot of kind of weird. Fun films, but definitely look up those winners. But all that's been released, so
will you post that on our Facebook?
Oh, definitely.
Sweet.
Oh, you would.
All right.
Filmmaker does a really good wrap up if you want to check something out. Filmmaker Magazine has their winners list and they break down each film and what they thought of it.
It's a magazine.
Cool.
Online. let's see what other news was there. It is confirmed Joe Wright will be doing Warner Brothers' Blackbeard. Which is a prequel to Peter Pan, starring Hugh Jackman.
As Blackbeard?
Yeah. It
AKA
is called Pan.
Captain Hook.
He plays Blackbeard.
He plays Blackbeard.
Well, if
Captain
you've
Hook
seen
is played
the,
by Garrett Hudland.
The,
oh, really?
The musical version of the prequel that just came to town, it's a black mustache. Like, they go back to that element.
Okay.
So, he becomes Hook, but I think it's later in.
No. Garrett Hudland is Hook.
Are you sure? In that version? Because there's like four Pan movies.
Yeah, no. Blackbeard is not going to be Hook. Blackbeard helps make Hook.
Ooh.
Hmm. Okay.
Either way, Joe Wright's doing it. Warner Brothers should be a lot of money. Hugh Jackman, Garrett Hudson.
Yeah.
Who knows who will play Pan. Any other insight into this
one? I don't know if Pan will be in the movie.
It's a pirate movie.
It's a pirate movie. Hateful Eight. Nicole Kidman's Grace of Monaco, Kevin Kahn.
I read that.
Which the Weinstein
brothers. I rolled
over
that.
Yeah, I would too. Well, the fact that it got bumped and now it's being pushed even further to Kahn says something like it might suck balls.
Just look what happened with Diana.
It does. That's actually all the film news
Anthony
I have.
Edwards had the best.
I have a couple things. We'll just... it was announced that Rupert Sanders, who directed Snow White and the Huntsman, is going to be directing the new live-action Ghost in the Shell.
Ooh.
They've been trying to get that off the ground for
from
a while.
From DreamWorks, right?
Yeah.
Really sad it's that person going to be
doing it. I wonder if it's going to be based off the first one or
I think so.
The second one.
Neither of y'all seem excited about this piece of crap.
I've been waiting for a Ghost in the Shell movie for like
by that person.
Yeah.
And I wanted Akira live-action, too.
I've been waiting for Akira forever, too.
Yeah.
What happened to Akira?
What's going on? That would have been awesome. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio decided to...
Woodrow Wilson. That's what he's just pushed it for. He's doing Woodrow Wilson. Hey, better choice. Let's be honest. He didn't look like a character.
Does he look like Woodrow Wilson?
And then also one other thing is, I guess a documentary that was at Sundance called the... the Battered Bastards of Baseball, which is actually a documentary about a baseball team that was... coached by Kurt Russell's dad. Actually, he was in the team. And there was a Sundance with the two of his like nephews made the movie, and now they're turning it into a narrative feature right away. So it's like it's supposed to be really good.
Is Kurt Russell going to play his dad?
It's possible.
That would be weird.
But Kurt Russell, Kurt Russell was there promoting it also because he's actually in the movie.
Yeah,
as a baseball player. So
are they gonna de-age Kurt Russell to a teenager and use him like they did in X-Men?
Because Kurt Russell's making a comeback this year, guys. He likes to beat some stuff. So.
Sweet, I like him.
That's part of Vanilla Sky.
That's the movie news.
Film news? Well, you also have some comic book news, right?
I do. Let's see.
What is your comic book news, Adam?
Comic news. I don't know if we talked about it before, but DC Comics is going to be making a weekly Batman comic called Batman Eternal.
Ooh.
Which hasn't really ever been done before. It actually is going to have 5 different writers, writing the weekly series.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool. We'll see how the artwork is going to be changing because they're definitely not going to be able to
weekly.
Keep up.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done that with 52, and then with Amazing Spider-Man at one point, they were releasing them weekly every 3 weeks, and they'd skip the 4th week and then go back to weekly for 3 weeks. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a ton of work. Then also, Diamond announced the winners of their publisher of the year, and surprisingly, it went to Image this year because of all the creator-owned comics that they put out were just killing it on the market. So, and it's the first time I think ever that was neither Marvel or DC.
Thank God.
And if you don't know, if you don't know who Diamond Comics is, Diamond Comics is the distributor for comic books to all comic book retailers. They're the one and only.
And it was for a market share of 4% or more. So for the one that was less than 4%, it was Boom Studios again.
Hooray, Boom.
Isn't Walking Dead on Image?
Yes.
That's probably why.
Well, so it was like Savage Dragon, Spawn was on Image, know.
Well, there's tons, because all the creator-owned stuff,
Image is creator owned, which is awesome.
Yeah. Also, a new comic that was launched this week from Rick Remender, who's killing it on Uncanny Avengers and Captain America right now. And also wrote one of my favorite comics, Fear Agent, has a new one called Deadly Class, which, it's about a student body of secret kings learning the deadly arts. And it sounds kind of cool, but
is it out yet?
It came out this week.
Issue number one. Is it a miniseries or an ongoing?
It'll probably be a miniseries for now, and we'll see if it takes off.
Sweet.
We'll do more. Then we also have Grant Morrison, who's done so many good comic book series, has a new one.
I'll start.
It's gonna be a 6-issue creator owned series called Nameless, and it's basically kind of like a horror comic that delves into what scares people.
Ooh, who doesn't like horrors?
House of Horrors.
Horrors, yes. But I like Grant Morrison. He
also
just
Batman
recently
Robin.
Was in, yeah, killed off Batman's son in Batman Inc.
What?
How
which
did
is a big thing.
Grant Morrison is one of the better writers out.
Yeah. And also in not so, news that I really don't care about is that they're making a second Aquaman comic.
There hasn't been an Aquaman in a while, a big series. Like the last one was, I think, in 2001 or 2.
Yeah.
So
also big news is that Chris Claremont, who did a lot of awesome X-Men stuff in the 90s, is coming back to Marvel to do a new Nightcrawler series.
Nice. Claremont is awesome.
Because Nightcrawler,
he likes to write a lot. That's the only problem I have with Claremont. He fills up the page with writing.
Nightcrawler's been dead for a while, but now
that's good.
Amazing X-Men, he's in like limbo trying to get back, so he'll be back in the living soon enough. What else I got? I got some comic book TV news, so it's kind of tying into TV news also. But big thing is J. August Richards on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they have announced is going to be becoming Deathlock. Which is one of the bigger Marvel characters.
Yeah, they're bringing Deathlock.
So they're actually bringing Deathlock to...
And if you don't know who that guy was, he was in the first episode of the show.
He's been in like 4 or 5 episodes now, but...
Yeah.
But Deathlock, is a big character. He was like almost like a zombie super soldier, so we'll see.
I have Deathlock number 1 somewhere.
We'll see how they also make him look.
Bill Paxton is now in.
Bill Paxton is also going to be doing some episodes.
So, return.
Or Bill Pullman, are you sure?
No, it's Bill. It's Bill Paxton.
They're the same person.
Then they also leaked that the Penguin is going to be the first Bat villain to appear on Gotham. So,
that's great. It's a great news.
Yeah.
It's sad it's not going to be.
First DC villain in Marvel.
It's so sad it's not going to be Danny DeVito. He's the best Penguin.
And then on the Flash TV show pilot, they also announced that there's going to be two big villains in the pilot itself. Dr. Zoom, which is basically Reverse Flash. Or anti-Flash.
He goes very slow.
And Killer Frost. So we'll see how they look. And if the Flash is, you know, going to be picked up to series, there's no doubt that it won't. But yeah.
Wonder Woman, they get picked up to series.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman has been denied before.
Yeah, well, Flash.
There's something wrong with them trying to get Wonder Woman off the
bat. And that's, you know, that's most of the comic book news I have. I don't know if we want to.
Sweet.
Going to TV now? Or
no, not yet. We're going to go to Andrew to.
Oh, no.
He's got some video game
some
news.
Video game news. So they announced this week that they have created an ending to the game Minecraft.
Stop it.
An end?
You
Why?
Can find an end to the game of Minecraft.
What does it do to say the end?
You get back your life.
You get blown up.
They said the process to actually find the end of the game is pretty ridiculous.
It takes 2 years. It
includes like finding an end portal with a strong hold, and you have to get 12 eyes of the ender, and you need to create a diamond pickaxe and all this crazy stuff. I have no idea because I don't play the game.
I'll be looking at the imager for that.
But, yeah, apparently they added it into the game. So all those people that have been playing for hours and hours every day trying to figure out how to get out of that game, they finally gave you a way out.
Wow.
And then we have a video game called DayZ that has been, I guess, talked about a lot because they keep pushing it back and back because...
Like DayZ as in zombie or DayZ flower?
The DayZ as in zombies. And the game was supposed to be ahead of its time because it's supposed to be an open source game where pretty much you create the rules yourself.
Okay.
And so they figured... The issue they're having is it's a lot harder to have an open source game where you don't control a lot of the rules that happen in the game. So there's so many issues with it, and it's been in alpha testing for 2 years now. And they said that unfortunately, they said this week that alpha testing is going to go through the end of this year, and they'll have a beta hopefully in December. But they're just trying to work out all the kinks because this open source platform could be pretty awesome because they see it sort of as, they compared it, of course, to The Walking Dead. And I think that's one reason why they would push out because right now zombies are hot. And they're like, pretty much since it's open source, people can sort of create their own, like, you know, mobs and create their own governors and sort of rule this open source land. So there's going to be like...
So it's kind of like...
Rulers. Yeah.
World of Warcraft, but with zombies.
Yeah, yeah. So
sweet, count me in.
So you know, so we'll see how that actually develops. If the beta comes out at the end of the year,
machines.
We'll see what happens. So
they're sentient.
So we got that, and then it was announced this week. Well, at the end of this month. Tomb Raider: The Definitive Edition is going to be coming out.
Okay,
and. It's pretty much the game that came out last year, but with a lot of they changed it up a little bit to take advantage of the new consoles that came out at the end of this year. So they went in, retooled it, they bumped it up to 1080p, they changed the whole lighting, and they actually got a new actress to play Tomb Raider. So they went and took out
Lara Croft, not
yeah,
in the most recent
Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. And the good thing about it, it's going to be released on both platforms, but it's rated M for mature. Ooh. So it's going to be a lot gorier and a lot of...
yeah.
That game was awesome.
So. Yeah. And so you know, I'm interested to see what happens. It's, yeah, there. And then I have something that's sort of... It's TV and video game news.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg has been working on putting together a Halo TV show.
For a while now.
And then he announced that he's approached Neil Blomkamp from District 9 and Elysium to direct the pilot episode, which is very funny because he was actually up for
the Halo movie.
Yeah. But they thought he didn't have enough experience under his belt. He's had one other movie now. So they figured
in Hollywood you fail upwards, as Kevin Smith has said. So
yeah.
It makes sense that Neil Blomkamp is now failing upwards because Elysium was pretty terrible.
It was bad. But, you know, it's still District 9 was so powerful. I feel like... And the Halo on TV is probably a little less of a risk than Halo on movie because you're not looking at as much money. They're only trying to commit him for the pilot.
Yeah.
So... But, you know, I would love to see what he could do with Halo, but, yeah.
All right.
So that's all I have for
video games. All right. How about, does anybody have any TV news today?
I have a few, I can start off. I have a few video, or I guess TV-related things. One, they announced that there's going to be a Mork and Mindy reunion on Crazy Ones.
Sweeps. Pam Dauber is coming back.
Elizabeth Coop, who played Pam, is coming on for at least a few episodes. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, it will be interesting.
And also this week, they released a teaser trailer for Guillermo del Toro's Strain TV show, which I'm real excited about based off his trilogy he wrote with Chuck Hogan.
Yeah, it was interesting when you're talking about that. Have any of you read the books?
I have them. I started reading the first one.
You started reading the first one?
Yeah.
So, how The Strain starts out is that there is a plane that lands at JFK Airport, and there's no signal coming from it. They can't hear the pilots. They can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And when they finally get on the plane, it's like everybody's dead and silent. Their eyes are open. It's really weird. And if y'all watch Sherlock in the second season, I think there was a scene where it kind of mocked that kind of thing. The Strain's awesome, man. Books are badass, and I just hope FX does. It's a scary book.
So the teaser, yeah, pretty much it sort of shows New York and slowly zooms into the airport, and it pretty much closes on that the plane sitting on the runway is the teaser. It's not a huge. They're not really revealing too much, but it was definitely something people that have, I guess, read the book excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all on the TV stuff I had.
Does anybody have anything on the Barbarella TV series coming?
It's being made for Amazon.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's who's it directed by?
It's
someone pretty big, actually.
It's a script by Neil Purvis and Robert Wade, who did Skyfall and Casino Royale, right?
Yeah, but it's directed by someone big.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's a TV. It's a new TV series, right?
Yeah.
So has Amazon already purchased it?
Yeah.
Really?
So we'll see what happens with that.
Interesting. Barbarella's coming back.
Think it's purchased at a pilot though, so it's not
okay.
It's
so
not fully picked up.
Not fully picked up.
I have a couple things. I have ABC announced that they are doing a TV series based on the movie Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
I saw that. Yeah.
And Shelley Long, and it's from Amblin TV, which is Spielberg. So it sounds interesting. We'll see how they actually retool it for a long series.
Also, for those fans of Parks and Rec, Rob Lowe has a new TV pilot for coming up next year. It's called The Pro. Mm-hmm. It's a golf and tennis club, and he plays The Pro. And Rashida Jones
is going to be in Steve Carell's new show.
Rashida.
She'll be in Steve Carell's show.
Tribeca.
Yeah.
Which is obviously New York-based, so... That could be really interesting.
And they acted together on Office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're leaving this week, I guess.
Episode. Big news this week was a lot of pilots were ordered. So we're getting a lot of
stuff coming in. Fox that didn't order any new pilots?
Because they're talking about they're not doing a pilot season.
Yeah.
But the rest of the stations announced a lot.
NBC picked up NBC.
Mira Sorvino is starring in a BBC miniseries called The Intruders, which sounds almost ridiculously close to that terrible movie The Host, but it's based about people who are trying to gain immortality by hiding out in other people's bodies. So it sounds like an interesting concept. Hopefully they'll do it better than the movie.
Almost sounds like I, Frankenstein.
Like The Host?
Yes.
Not the Korean monster film.
Right, not the Korean monster film.
Which was awesome.
And also they announced that Ben Affleck's TV show that he was going to direct, Middlemen, I guess he has to step away from it for now because of his injury.
But the show's not going away.
Right, the show's not going away. And it was
just Affleck.
It was just going to be picked up to series.
And well, apparently they announced also that production hasn't stopped on Batman and Superman. It's going forward again. So they're starting shooting next in about 2 weeks.
But without him.
Without him, though.
I'm sure they're going to do all the stuff with Gale and, yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
Superman's stuff.
But some other cool, Vince Gilligan and David Shore is going to actually be the frontrunner of this new show that's NBC. It's called Battle Creek.
Yep.
And it's been ordered straight to series. So it'll happen.
I would imagine
from
anything.
From a spec from like O2, so it's a weird idea.
Well, I would imagine that if Vince Gilligan has a name attached to it after Breaking Bad, they're like, go for it, whatever you want.
Well, the fact that he hooked up with David Shore, Shore's going to showrun, which Shore probably doesn't need to showrun at this point in his career, so he must be really into it as well. That'll probably be the next big badass show that everyone freaking loves.
Hopefully.
It's about two detectives, so that seems to be a good theme right now.
I'm sure anyone wants to work with Gilligan after Breaking Bad anyways. I'm sure they don't care. I'm sure we went to series without even seeing the pilot just because everyone's...
Gilligan?
Somehow Martin Short has also gotten straight to series order for a semi-autobiographical show about him.
Of course.
It's been too long since he's been on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me that A House Husbands of Hollywood is not a semi-autobiographical...
And then Tina Fey and Matt Hubbard.
Yeah, they have
a series commitment. They don't have the series.
She has two series that are direct to series, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like you brought up the Gotham thing. That's on board. And,
Tina Fey, she has two shows. One's about a girl that was in, like, kind of like a super crazy cult-like church community.
And the other one's a straight comedy.
Other one's about, a women's college who opens up to men for the first time.
And then there's kind of an interesting Pharaoh show called Hieroglyph.
Yeah.
It also got full commitment that is a science fiction look.
It's written by Travis Beecham, who actually did the original, Pacific Rim script. So.
Hieroglyph.
Hieroglyph, dog.
Is it just one glyph or glyphs?
The glyphs.
Yeah.
Hieroglyph.
Since we're talking about... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go.
Since we're talking about pilot pickups, we also have on ABC, they picked up The Astronaut's Wives Club, a good book last year, from Josh Schwartz, who created Gossip Girl. So he's going to make Astronaut's Wives into Gabby Ladies.
Gabby Ladies.
For ABC.
Jeez.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez, yeah, the astronaut race seems to be a big... thing this pilot season. There's like several other astronaut shows.
Is that because of gravity, do you think?
It's possible, yeah. And yeah.
Which, by the way, this is not TV news, but Caron won director guild.
Yeah, he did.
So that maybe solidifies him.
Well, and also the PGA, Gravity and 12 Years a Slave tied.
Yeah, so...
Beth McCarthy Miller won.
A lot of the American Hustle love from the Golden Globes, I think...
It's all towards... Like what we said... Before,
which is ridiculous.
It's all about the acting. See, all the actors love their performances, but the producers and directors don't like the actual directing.
And now
and the
it's pretty much certain that it'll be Alfonso over McQueen for director.
Which it should.
It should.
It should.
But I still feel that the acting awards might go to American Hustle over 12 Years a Slave and Gravity. So we'll see.
And the great Craig Robinson has a new show, Mr. Robinson.
Yes, that's true.
Direct series.
Hey,
Mr. Robinson!
I can't wait.
So then
Bill Cosby announced on Leno that he's coming back to TV.
That
NBC is
true.
Is bringing him back, yeah. But in what form? They don't know yet. Well, it's going to be a comedy, obviously.
He's going to be someone's dad.
Probably
I can't wait.
Dad is what I'm guessing.
I can't wait.
Maybe they'll bring back Jell-O Pudding Pops because...
Him and
those
Cat
were
Williams.
Amazing.
That's
I'm so mad they don't make Jell-O pudding pops anymore.
Cat Williams is his long
Jell-O,
son.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
Brandon T. Jackson.
So is that it for In the News this week?
Yeah.
So.
That is In the News, our 22nd segment.
What is it?
What?
Not the model.